Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Joshua Jacob Burroughs, a 19-year-old from Prudenville, appeared virtually via Zoom from the Huron County Jail for his arraignment Thursday on two felony charges linked to interactions with a 15-year-old on Snapchat. Burroughs was brought back to Huron County by Michigan State Police following his time at the Roscommon County Jail, where he faced charges related to misleading the police and possessing concealing stolen property, specifically a motor vehicle. After his stint in Roscommon County, Burroughs was promptly returned to Huron County for arraignment on charges, including CSC in the third degree with a potential 15-year sentence and possession of child sexually abusive material carrying a possible 4-year term. Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke presided over the 73B District Court on Thursday, adjusted Burroughs' bond to $10,000 with a 10% option, and ordered a GPS tether. Additionally, it was disclosed that Burroughs is wanted in St. Clair County for a probation violation warrant without bond. And on April 30th at approximately 7:12 p.m., an employee at the East Side Party Store dialed 911 reporting a man came in threatening to murder his ex-girlfriend. Stephen Orlando Emmett, a 46-year-old from Bad Axe, was promptly arrested by the Huron County Sheriff's Department in Verona Township following the store's call. The victim, during a conversation with law enforcement, displayed signs of neck injury but hesitated to report the incident due to concerns for Emmett's well-being. Emmett appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail on May 16th, facing charges including assault, aggravated stalking, and domestic violence, a second offense. Defense counsel requested the removal of the no-contact order, and the prosecutor mentioned the victim's wish to lift it. However, the assistant prosecutor also highlighted an existing no-contact order from the 37th District Court in Warren, stemming from a previous domestic violence charge where Emmett was on probation. This order had been modified to a no-hostile contact order at the time of the incident in Huron County. Considering the seriousness of the allegations in Emmett's prior conviction, Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke said bond at $5,000 with a 10% option. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, shedding light on the unique challenges rural areas face. Mental health issues are often stigmatized in these communities, contributing to feelings of shame. Yet rural areas experience higher rates of depression and suicide, with farmers being particularly vulnerable. Loneliness and the lack of belonging are significant concerns, exacerbated by social isolation. Despite these obstacles, the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program offers vital resources and training nationwide. You can view a link to that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. It is crucial to acknowledge mental health as a valid concern and foster open conversations to reduce stigma. Remember, help is available 24/7 by texting or calling 988. Let's prioritize mental health this May and build a more compassionate rural community. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Six men faced charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million in Michigan. The state attorney general's office said Thursday that the men were part of a criminal organization. They say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage and parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, using a computer to commit a crime, and receiving and concealing stolen vehicles. Police recovered seven stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, burglary tools, thousands of dollars in cash, and nine firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. And an autopsy of a Massachusetts teen who died after participating in a spicy tortilla chip challenge says his death was caused by eating a large quantity of chili pepper extract. The results obtained by the Associated Press also note that 14-year-old Harris Woloba, who had a congenital heart defect, Harris died on September 1st of 2023 after eating the chip. The autopsy lists the cause of death as a cardiopulmonary arrest in the setting of recent ingestion of food substance with high capsaicin concentration. Capsaicin is the component that gives chili peppers their heat. PepQE pulled the product from store shelves shortly after Harris's death. And trucks carrying badly needed aid for the Gaza Strip have rolled across a newly built U.S. pier and into a besieged enclave for the first time. Friday's shipment is the first in an operation that American military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day. It comes as Israeli restrictions on border crossings and heavy fighting hinder the delivery of food and other supplies 7 months into the Israel-Hamas war. But the U.S. and aid groups warn that the floating pier project is not a substitute for land deliveries that could bring in all the food, water, and fuel needed in Gaza. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered the territory on an average day. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.